Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
I'm delighted to be joined by former UL teammates and former Cork and Tipperary Camogie players Cáith Devan and Julia White as Electric Ireland previews the Ashburn Cup final, part of the Electric Ireland Camogie third level championships this weekend. This season, through its hashtag First Class Rivals campaign, Electric Ireland will spotlight players from across the championships in the Electric Ireland Player POV series and continue to celebrate the unique alliances that form between county rivals as they come together in pursuit of some of the most coveted titles across GAA. Cáith, Julia, thank you so much for joining me. Firstly, I know obviously talking about a competition like the Ashburn Cup, you've so much history with it and the amount of time you spent at UL together going through that competition. Is there a particular moment that sticks out for you from it outside of, I suppose, that 2014 final?
I suppose the year before probably definitely stands out in the memory. 2013, we were playing against WIT in the final and we lost and they won the five in a row. So yeah, it was fairly heartbreaking, very tight. Went to extra time. I think we were 3 points up with a minute or two to go and got a goal and then a point. So yeah, lost by a point. So that was fairly formative, I think. I think it set the foundations for the following year. I suppose both from the hurt of it, helped us with motivation and determination to kind of avenge that. But then also I think it really gave us a bit of confidence that we were, up there with them. Like, they were just a phenomenal team. They're like the players, the Kilkenny, Wexford, like they were just unbelievable, the names they had, inter-county players at the time. So I think it gave us a bit of confidence that we were so close, could have beaten them, and yeah, really helped us then going into 2014. So yeah, I definitely don't forget that one. It was just such a physical and mental battle. What about you?
Yeah, the same. I have a specific moment from that I remember. We went in after extra time back into the changing rooms. So you're just physically and emotionally drained at this stage, but still kind of saying, okay, we're going to extra time. Because obviously it was on AstroTurf and we had lights. They needed to finish it on the day or whatever. So going to extra time and body was aching at this stage. And Julia is kind of like, we have to go to extra time. And I remember I just kind of turned and was like, you're fine. You can go to extra time. Yeah. But yeah, look, as Julia said, that one, I suppose, it made the winning the next year all the sweeter. Definitely did. And like you said, to know you were so close, it made it a bitter loss, but also, we're in the mix here. We're not that far off this great team. And, let's stick at this and let's see how we can get on next year, So sometimes them losses are harder to take, but you definitely have more to take from them if you can fuel that in the right way for the following year.
If you look at, because I don't think he played against any other team apart from WIT in finals when you were in college. Like, if you have a sort of rivalry with an institution like that, and of course it hasn't got that same sort of level as like it being an inter-county team or it being a club team, do you have more of a rivalry with the players as opposed to the institution, or how does that work?
Not particularly, I don't think. Well, I suppose we would have been no more than facing each other at the weekends, Tip Cork. We would have been playing, Wexford and Kilkenny and all of these. So we would have been facing the teams. But I definitely viewed WIT as an entity itself, and when they played for WIT, I saw the players for playing for WIT. When we played them, we'll say a Katie Power with Kilkenny or Grace or a Katrina Parrock with Wexford, I don't think we ever brought in the college aspect. I didn't anyway.
I think I agree. And even like Trisha Jackman there, like I feel like she's maybe even the biggest name I'd remember and associate with WIT at the time. And I don't think we would have come up against her as often as, the Kilkenny and the Wexfords at the time on the inter-county scene. So yeah, no, definitely. I think I viewed them as WIT. And I suppose you're hearing from, like, we were, our first final against WIT, we were in first year. So we were, our older teammates from, second year, third year, fourth year UL had already kind of set the scene and the rivalry for us. So yeah, we were definitely like, it's WIT. Definitely, as opposed to individual players. Yeah.
It seems kind of almost ironic in a sense that a final that you won in, for two teams that are in Munster to have to go all the way up to Belfast, how does your memory strike you from that experience? Because I can imagine if you're in college here and you're going up to Belfast, it's a great time and you have to obviously stay prepared for that match. But afterwards, when you were celebrating, did you get to do a lot of that in Belfast or were you straight back on the bus?
Yeah, we stayed up. Obviously, it was a weekend, so we played a semi-final on the Saturday, the final on the Sunday. So we stayed up in the Carrigdale. And very fond memories of that, actually. You know, putting down, when you win, then you obviously stay the Saturday night. If you lose, you have to go home on the bus. You don't get to stay the extra night. But putting down that Saturday evening was pretty cool. Like, you're nearly living a professional athlete lifestyle for that 24 hours. You're focusing on recovery. You're putting down the evening in a communal room. Maybe, you have ping pong or, people are relaxing. There might be another group gone to the pool. There's somebody else seeing the physio in another room. And it's a pretty cool environment to be in, and it was one that I relished. I know, and we were lucky enough to have 4 Ashburn weekends to experience that, and real relationships and bonding takes place on them weekends. But definitely the bus trip down, we didn't want that bus trip to end, to be honest. Queens wasn't far enough for us to be away. We didn't want it to end. We wanted to stay on the bus. The celebrations on the bus were brilliant, were phenomenal.
Yeah, I think we were only delighted to be going to Belfast, to be honest, and it's great for promotion of the game in other parts of Ireland as well. So I think we were fully supportive for lots of reasons. And like, as you said, further away, the better, I'd say. Like, the more time we could have spent together and in that kind of that bubble. It's just really, really enjoyable. Yeah. And
the week that followed was pretty enjoyable too, back down around Limerick.
Yeah.
Do you think experiences like that, because there's a lot of talk at the moment, and there has been for the last few years, about once people leave secondary school and go into third level, they tend to drop a lot of sport and they tend not to maybe come back to it. Some people have stories of obviously come back to it later in life and really find enjoyment to it, whether it be like sort of mothers of others and GA and things like that. But do you think experiences like that during college is what made you stick with Camogie for longer, or did you think that Camogie was going to be a part of your life regardless of that?
I suppose I probably did think Camogie was going to be a part of my life, but equally it definitely added huge amounts to my Camogie experience. Absolutely. And I'd encourage anybody who'd be, not as sure that Camogie is going to be a part of their life, I'd completely and utterly encourage them to take part and to try, give it a go. And like we've said, like, the friendships, the experiences that you form are just amazing and like overwhelmingly positive. But I suppose I probably did always see it as something that I was going to be continuing. I'd been playing with Cork for a few years at that stage and I was, really enjoying that and wanted to win, whatever I could. But it only had like an addition to my life, really. I don't think my college experience would have been like anything without it, to be honest. Like, it really formed the major, like, the basis of it. Like, out 3 or 4 nights a week training together, and like we mentioned, we were living together and like kind of living that kind of athlete lifestyle, and cooking healthy enough and trying to be on, being on the same schedule. So yeah, just really, really fond memories. And it's probably the only time I've ever lived with other athletes, I suppose, kind of with the same goals and the same routines and same standards that we're setting. I probably lived at home for most of my previous and post-career of work, just for convenience. Really, really added to my life for sure.
Similar to Julia, I think Camogie was always going to play an integral part of my my life. But it's funny, we're here discussing it, like, and it's a lot of memories outside the off the field that we'll look back on. It's not all the matches and the training, and that it was the bonds that we made in and around that will stick with us forever. And they're the memories that we reminisce about when we do meet up, and I know Julia would agree with me on this point as well. Like, I came from a secondary school not knowing too many in the University of Limerick. A big, a difficult time, transition time, going from secondary school to college. And I will say, like, the Camogie Club was just, ULGA Club and the Camogie Club in particular was just phenomenal. Like, I went to training that first night and I remember one of the girls turning around. We trained on the North Campus. I lived in student accommodation in Kilmurry in first year, and it was a nice bit of a walk, and I had walked to training. But I remember after training, one of the girls turns around and says, "Oh, I'll drop you home." So I, immediately I felt like I had a place. I felt connected. I had a group of people that I could relate to. I had friends from the get-go because of Playing Camogie, and that's aside from winning anything, or you go there and you have a link, like-minded people and people that are just similar to you. And it has enhanced, being involved in different Camogie teams has enhanced my life in so many different ways. But I just think it's such a pity when some girls or boys maybe drop out at that time, because it's a big transition and it's hard to keep it up, when really it can actually be the saving grace. You know what I mean? And whatever your club is, whatever your niche is, ours was Camogie, and that's where we fell in. There is something for everybody to make that transition that bit easier.
Julia, you're teaching at second level at the moment. Like, do you have conversations with students about keeping sport up after that, going into third level as well, or?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'm teaching mainly, I suppose, the school I'm currently in, Cork Educate Together. I love it, but not a huge GA background there. So I'm kind of coaching mainly soccer and a bit of tennis and a few other bits and pieces. But yeah, like Cott said, it doesn't matter if it's not Camogie. 100%, definitely encouraging them to keep with it. And yeah, just joining something. And you don't have to be going to trying to win an All-Ireland final. You don't have to win the Ashburn Cup. Like, just trying to really hammer home like the overall benefits of a balanced lifestyle and sport and teammates, and yeah, the benefits. You're just trying to promote the benefits it can bring to their life. Yeah, outside of just being like competitive or whatever. But yeah, it is sad when that does happen. And like you said, some people do come back later. So we really trying to, I suppose I'd be happy to share some of the memories with my students. Just trying to really amp up like the enjoyment, and that it's an addition and it's an enhancement, as opposed to an added stress or anything like that. And every bit counts, like that it's just keep it up and try a bit. Like, it doesn't have to be a high level or anything.
I want to talk on, you were mentioning earlier about that sort of, it almost felt like you were an elite athlete when you were in college, because you were living together, training together, kind of living that lifestyle. Do you think there's something to be said that it's kind of difficult to maintain that afterwards, because there is kind of that drop off where you don't have that same routine you've had for, say, around 3 to 4 years in college?
Yeah, I suppose definitely it's definitely at risk of happening. I suppose it's different for everybody, and of course some people are probably, I know some of the girls when I was playing with Cork were living together, so I'm sure they were really bouncing off each other well there. I had loads of support at home. I lived at home for a good few of the years that I was playing with Cork, so I can't complain. I can't say that I wasn't being treated well, with my dinners ready for me and things like that, and some of the washing done every now and again. But yeah, I suppose it was more maybe a mentality thing. You kind of maybe miss the chats, and we played Cork and Tip. Like, we weren't discussing Cork and Tip tactics or anything like that. But it was more just, yeah, being in the same mindset and knowing that we're chatting Camogie and chatting different things. But yeah, I think it's maybe the mentality part you might miss. And yeah, just yeah, like we would have shared dinners, cooking schedules and stuff like that. So yeah, definitely. Bit of a drop off, but yeah, I can't. I'm not complaining about the setup I had that my parents gave me either. But I definitely missed it big time mentally, and friendship wise. Yeah, it was just really
And
enjoyable.
even just the common ground of knowing, okay, Tip lost the weekend, Julia kind of knew what kind of form I was going to be when I came back to college, or vice versa. You just have a little bit of an understanding of each other. You kind of understand the emotions, the ups, the downs, the disappointments. If you're going through injury, there's just a common understanding there, that if you're in a house with people that maybe aren't playing at the same level of you, or maybe as you, or maybe not playing at all, they're just on a different wavelength, So to have a support network at that time, when you are, like Julia said, getting used to doing your own washing, getting used to cooking your own dinners, and everything like that, it definitely did help,
Do you think then, when you go to the intercounty stage, and you come up against players that you've obviously played with at UL, is there an added level of competitiveness there, or does that kind of go out the window? You kind of just see them as any other player?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think I compartmentalized fairly well. I think I did manage that fairly well. I suppose when we were at UL, I was just giving my 100 million percent to UL, do anything for the teammates kind of thing. I suppose the seasons were slightly different. There wasn't a huge amount of overlap between UL matches and Cork and Tip matches. And when it came to Cork and Tip, I just would have largely been preparing for like any other game, just trying to do my absolute best, focus on my own performance. That's generally, personally, the way I would go. I wouldn't hugely focus on the other team. Which, yeah, I suppose, yeah. I mean, there's probably, I mean, we're competitive people, so I'm sure there's the natural, like, bit of competitiveness there. But it wouldn't have been at the forefront of my mind anyway.
Yeah, I think and I think when you do come up against athletes that are playing at that level, like inter-county level, you don't, there's no bitterness really. You know, you go hard, fair on the field, but then when you walk off the field, you can leave it there. And I think that's so important, you know, because it is a game at the end of the day. You know, you can be good friends off the field and not let it affect what happens on the field and vice versa, you know. But like you said, you know, you'd nearly, I'd lose respect for Julia if, you know, if she wasn't competitive on the field when we were playing or whatever, but it was always just left there, you know, and there definitely was a mutual respect. And I would say that for, you know, coming up against any other county opponent, you know, I've good friends from all over the country from different teams that I have marked, and you know, you go hard against each other and you push the boundaries, and like a lot of them girls would have been at my wedding or you know different things like that. Like it's you leave it there and you respect them for what they are, and you go hard, you go fair, and that's part of it. You nearly have more respect for them when they do that.
I suppose you've mentioned obviously that that time in college is very formative for your life, but on top of that as well, probably for your game, it's very formative in the player you end up becoming later on in life. You know, do you think that there was any players that you've seen throughout this competition so far this year that reminds you of the shades of when you were playing back in UL?
Yeah, I suppose some of the, I suppose I'm probably a bit more familiar currently from with some of the players from the Cork setup, from the UCC setup. Yeah, I think there's definitely some players there like Aoife Healy and Maeve Murphy and Maeve Ring, even from the UCC team. Like they would have been involved in 2022, I think, when I was last involved with the Cork panel. So they're knocking around the place a good few years, and they seem to be kind of peaking now. And I think, yeah, it's not totally different from my own career. Like would have been, had put down a few years' experience on Cork panels, and then thankfully, yeah, putting in some big performances for UL to help us, you know, get to Ashburn finals and winning the Ashburn. So yeah, I suppose I'm seeing some similarities there that they're not overnight successes. They might be kind of new on the scene in terms of household names now in Ashburn circles, but they have actually, you know, been building up a bit of experience. So yeah, it's nice to see that. Yeah, they seem to be putting in, like I said, the big performances, and yeah, that's like I said, yeah, probably a bit more insight from the Cork side of things, yeah.
From the UL, I suppose. what's lovely to see actually with the UL team, they have a good few past players involved in the backroom team. Eimear Lukeman, Dervla Egan, and I think Muireann Creamer were involved this year. And they've had others previous years. It really is a nice link, I suppose, from players that past players that might actually know the current players. Again, we were talking about that transition. We were talking about, you know, making sure that they have a correct mindset. And I think sometimes it's hard for a manager to do that sometimes. You lose connection with how does the first year feel compared to the stresses that a fourth year might be under if they have their final exams or an FYP due or whatever. So I think in having that link is vital. And you know, you're looking at some of the tip girls that are on the UL team. I suppose I'd be taking extra interest in them there. I see Sarah Corcoran making good inroads at wing back this year for UL. She got blooded last year with tip. I expect that she'll push on this year. Caoimhe Lyons is somehow still playing Ashburn. I see her from Limerick. They have a nice mix, but yeah, like Julia said, you can see the sparks. And I think there's one of the McGraths, Leisha McGrath, fullback, from a great hurling household up in Sarsfields in Galway. You can see some of the sparks of leadership kind of coming through, you know. And look, they were going for three in a row this year. You know, like we've mentioned, sometimes you learn more from losing than you do from winning, like we did back in 2012, 2013. So UL are quite a young team. So I would see some similarities in how they are kind of moulding the UL team down there as well.
I suppose finally, I have to ask on the final this Sunday, UCC against UCD, obviously UCC in it in 2025 most recently and UCD back in 2022. Do you have any favourites out of the two of you who you think will come out on top?
Yeah, we've been chatting about this a bit this afternoon. Yeah, it's a tough one to call. Both not having won in a long time. I think UCC 2003, UCD 2008. there's going to be massive, massive hunger, you'd imagine, from both sides. We were mentioning Grace Walsh being back with UCD this year as well. It's going to be like a huge addition of experience there, knowing how to get over the line in tough competitions. UCC beating UL there the other night, with UL going for the three in a row, that has to be a massive, massive boost, I suppose, to the panel. And I suppose belief, they probably are going to gain a lot of confidence from that, and belief, you'd hope they won't run away with it. They won't run away with themselves beforehand now. Hopefully they'll, be able to keep a lid on it as well. But I'd say I'd be kind of slightly edging towards the UCC side of things, just overcoming such a, I suppose, dominant UL side and kind of, I suppose, legacy the last few years. You see falling short quite a number of times over the last few years. You'd think they might be thinking we're nearly over the line. And then with some of the players that I mentioned earlier, a lot of them will have experience of, All Ireland finals in different formats. So yeah, I think I'd probably slightly be edging UCC, but yeah, like I said, wouldn't be totally surprised either if UCD do it and both kind of came out with narrow margins in the semis. So yeah.
And views
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
I'd be thinking the same. We've been, even though the more we're discussing it, I have been kind of pipping UCC as well for all the reasons Julia is after mentioning. But do you know what? The more we're talking about it, the more I kind of think UCD are probably coming in a little bit in the long grass as underdogs, and it might suit them too, And I really don't think there's going to be much in it. And I believe it's meant to be played on grass is the schedule. If the weather acts up like it is the last couple of days, and if it is changed to Astro, that will completely change the game as well, which probably will have a big impact on it. But yeah, a hard one to call. As I said, we're chatting about it all day, and I've been kind of tipping UCC, but I wouldn't be surprised if UCD, their great tradition in the Ashburn with the leading and the role of honour. So they'll be pulling on all of that, drawing on all of that, for the weekend, I'm sure. And I'm sure they won't go down without a fight.
Absolutely caught. Julia, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.